حسب الخانة. Right. So Nakamu after Tishba was always is always at Hanan, and this is mostly based on the Yarchei Kala, the Kolos of the Yarchei Kala, kind of intense learning right before Tisha B'Av, and this was given Yaakov Kamenetsky, who is the his great grandson, originally Yaakov Kamenetsky. He's a Rosh Hashiva in Denver. It's very interesting about Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is what I got out of it.
Okay.
And this, you know, the parsha includes the Shema, where it comes from. It says, you know, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, God says, "Bahayu Adrima Eile," and these words, "Asher Nochim Etzav Chayim," that I command you today, "Al above Chach should be upon your hearts. Yishinam Tam Levanecha, you shall teach them to your children. Yibartavam, you should speak to them. Shiftecha Veitecha, when you sit in your house, bless Kavaderecha, when you go on the road. Uvishochacha." And when you rise up, when you lie down, mecha, and when you get up, we know this. The question is, what does it mean? What are advarim ha'ela that you're supposed to be? It should be on your hearts, and you're supposed to say. What does that refer to? It's ambiguous. Does it refer to literally the words of Shema, like this paragraph, or Talmud Torah in general? Right, advarim ha'ela, this entire Torah that I'm teaching you. And the obvious answer is it's both. And we're going to look at it mostly from the point of view of Talmud Torah. Okay, this is one of the sources of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah used. Right, the Gemara Yuma. You should speak of these things. This is what you're allowed to talk about. Don't talk about anything else.
But when I'm looking at those words, we kind of do. We, you know, the literal, we have to say Shema in the morning and at night.
Right. But we
and
do
it's
both.
just the Shema.
Right. So again, both of those are true. We read
okay.
It both ways. Yes. We're talking about this Shema of Shafra Kumecha and the words of Torah as a whole, broadly, are also that part. Yeah. So this
okay.
is the source. I mean,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's the
Yeah.
embrace the healing power of and.
Okay.
Right, that's Rabbi Achimer, Dibar Tabam, you speak of these things as Seotan Keva, but Altasem Arai, this is what you should be talking about. This is not talking about Shema specifically, it's the Torah, learning Torah is what you should do, and don't make them Arai in temporary, intermittent, right? Other things be intermittent. And this idea also is said to Yeshua, we'll quote this pasuk a lot, as Yeshua is preparing to lead B'nai Israel, into the land. Hashem comes in and tells him, "Lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha." This book of this sefer Torah will never leave your mouth. V'gita bo yom alayla, and you will think about it. You will meditate upon it day and night. Laman tishmor la'asara kol ketubo, so you can keep and do everything written in it. Ki oz tasliyach, because then you'll be successful at drachecha, the way you go. V'az taskil, and then you will have. Also, you'll be successful. You'll achieve what you're trying to do. You understand. That's to Yeshua. And the reading of that is that you should speak of Torah Yom Ha'Vayla. The question is, what does that mean? Right? Does it mean twice a day? So, Shurim Bar Yochai, which we'll call Rashbi, you know, we know that name, one of them, Mariam actually combines it with Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Like, Kriyat Shema is twice a day. You need to learn Torah twice a day. Gemara Manachot. I'm Rabbi Ami. Afil lo shana adam ela perek echad shacharit perek echad arvit. So there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to debar tabam. You should learn Torah. But if you learn a little something in the daytime and a little something at night, kiyam mitzvah, he fulfills this mitzvah of lo yumush sefer Torah zemi picha, right? Gita bayol v'yom v'layla, right? That's morning and night. You met those criteria.
It's one of the 613 when they count them up. Lo Yamush.
Well, that's interesting because it's not from the Torah, right? This is from Yeshua.
Right.
Right. So
Right.
That's why the mitzvah itself is from the Dibar Tabam. And actually, the mitzvah comes with Shinam Tum Levanecha, teaching your children there. So it's interesting. where you count the mitzvah Talmud Torah here. But clearly, within
Yeah.
there's a, something we're learning from this, an obligation to learn Yomam v'Layla, day and night, right? So Perek Echad Shachrit, Perek Echad Arvid, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Afilo Kara Adam Ela Kriyat Shema Shachrit Arvid, Kiyam Lo Yom Bush. Okay? But yes, you have to say Shema morning and Shema night. And if you do that, that counts as learning. Lo Yomush Torah Sefer Apicha, right? That's learning something. We talk about being, it's ambiguous, but both of them have the same and end up in the same place. You can fulfill your obligation to learn Torah, say Shema in the morning, say Shema at night. That's, you've learned something. You've said something. The
That could be the
Devar.
name of your book, Lo Yamush. Simple. It's funny.
It could be. But he adds, Shema Yocha adds, Devar ze asur la omro b'fnei amei ha'aretz. It may be true that you can fulfill your obligation in Talmud Torah, just saying Shema morning night, but you're not allowed to say that to the Amei Aretz. Don't tell people that. Rabbah Amar, Rabbah says, no, mitzvah omro b'fnei Amaretz. It's a mitzvah to say. You should tell people that, the Amei Aretz, the ignorant people.
Tell them what?
That you can fulfill this mitzvah with just saying Shema. Okay? So what's your aim there? Rashi says, Asur lo amro, shelo yamru b'kriyat Shema sagi. So they shouldn't say, okay, fine, I'm done. It was enough to read Shema. Lo yargi banav Talmud Torah. You won't teach, in this case, your children, your Amaretz, but do you, is your goal to teach others Talmud, to learn Torah? I was
Oh,
Shinantum.
wait, so Am Haaretz means ignorant of Jews, not
Yes.
other people.
Right,
Okay.
right, right, right.
And one more. What is Sagi?
Enough.
So, oh, it is?
Yeah. Or literally plenty.
Oh.
Okay. It's Aramaic. It's not Hebrew.
Yeah, I realize,
Okay, but
but I
Zloyamar,
thought
but
Sagi is Lashon Sagi Noah.
so Sagi
No?
literally means, Sagi Nahar means someone who has plenty of light. So Lashon Sagi
Oh,
Nahar means using the expression Sagi Nahar for someone who's blind as an
got it. So
example of.
sagi means enough, a lot, whatever. Yeah.
Plenty is a good translation there, right? You say
Plenty.
the Kriyat Shema Sagi, that's plenty to just say Shema, and I won't try to teach, even if I'm an Amar, I'm not going to teach my children Talmud Torah, I'll say that's enough. Don't, so Asur l'omro, and then Rava says it's mitzvah l'omro. The sabar that he figures mishum kriyat shema no tel sechar that I'm gonna that the person can say that I get this reward sechar gadol kaze, right? I get the reward for just saying kriyat shema when it says az tasliach et rachecha, right? You'll be successful everything you do. Imaya ose kol yom kol shekein. So so the your amartz is gonna learn that says, well, obviously the more Torah I learn, the better. Kol shekein, I can learn it all day sechar gadol. I'm definitely going to tell my children you need to learn more Torah. So what do I expect from the Am Haaretz, right? Do I if I but that's we're going to touch that in a little bit later there. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I want there's a concept of Lo Yamish Yomam V'Layla, and I can be yotzi that just Shema Yisrael morning, Shema Yisrael at night. But Yomam V'Layla, right? Lo Yamish Sefer V'Gita Bo Yomam V'Layla. Could be read as a merism.
A merism.
Merism, which is a basically a poetic splitting to encompass everyone or everything. Ladies and gentlemen, day and night. Kind of making a point that it is everything. So maybe Yom Balala means all the time. Day and night means literally all day and all night. And so the Gemara continues. Shel ben Dama. So ben Dama, ben achoto shel Rabbi Yishmael. Who is Rabbi Yishmael's nephew? Rabbi Yishmael. So Ben Dama asks Rabbi Yishmael's uncle, "Go on, Rani. What about me? Someone like me? Shelamadeti kol haTorah kula, because I've already learned the entire Torah." Hold that thought. Mahu Can I now go and start learning my Greek? Right? Can I start reading the Odyssey? Remake, I mean, presumably this is not the Odyssey, this is, Aristotle, tough mutton you ever need, not the cheap novels you ever need. But to bring back to it, right? So I learned already Torah. So he's going to ask me Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Can I start learning my Greek? So Rabbi Shmuel, Kara Lava Mikrazeh. So Rabbi Shmuel pulls out his Tanakh and reads this pasuk. Lo yamush sefer Torah zemi picha vigita bo yamum balayla. That's what it says, right? The Torah should not leave your mouth, and you should meditate upon it day and night. And he said, Sebadok. Okay, now you, my nephew, look, Sha'ah, try to find an hour. She'ena bo, lo minah yom b'lo malayla. That's not day and it's not night. But b'lo bo chokhmah yevani. And that's when you can go read your Greek.
Funny.
Okay, yeah, it is. It's funny, but he's making the point that, your mobile line means I need to be learning Torah all the time. Okay, so first off, what does he mean? Rabbi Shmuel's nephew says he learned Kol HaTorah Kula. What does that mean? Like he was done? He went through everything. Okay, so actually, the expression has a specific halachic meaning. Like there is a standard curriculum that we call Torah Kula. Right? It's always more to learn, but there's this great question online. This is someone asking, which year yeshivat, I'm not sure which yeshiva was, but he's asking, Shalom Rav, she's a Sheila. Yesh li she'ifa keep a kol ha-Torah kula. Okay, I want to finish all Torah kula. Lifnei gil arba'im, ani ben shloshim v'shtayim, right? I want to finish kol Torah kula by the time I'm 40, I'm 32 now. Asiti et kol b'dikot, lifi ha-luach zamani yomi sheli, I went through my calendar. I figured out my tefillah, my avoda, my yiladim, what spent time with my children. I budgeted time ishti, my wife, kinyo, sport, shina. Okay, I have some. I figured out how much time I can dedicate. I can learn for 2 hours a day. Thanks. Not less than that, but really not more. Okay. Do you have a set curriculum? Can I finish Kol HaTorah? Gamim zeh bebikut kemuvan and understanding in enough depth, obviously. Toch shmona shanim. Can I learn all Kol HaTorah kula within 8 years? What's Kol HaTorah kula? And that actually is.
Daf Yomi.
Well, it's you need to know more than Daf Yomi. There we go.
Well,
Because you
but
had
that's not 2 hours. Daf
right.
Yomi. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, can you do it right? Whatever his answer says, basically his answer says you're kind of thinking about it wrong. Right? But this is way the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's one way of looking at what's Torah Kula. Says mitzvah say shel Talmud Torah al kol adam. Everyone latzmo individual has to learn lomot kol haTorah shebiktav u'shbal peh. You need kula. You need to learn all of Torah shebiktav and gvul peh. And I talk about for kids, we start them out with Chumash and then, Mishnah, but lishamid latzmo, when you're trying to learn on your own, not in school, you're not a little kid anymore, you're an adult. Yakiv and you know how to you want to decide you're gonna start learning. As a lo yilmo kol mikra. Don't start with the Mishnah with Pirkei Avot says start with Chumash, Bakakak Mishnah, Bakakak Talmud. Kimiyodea kama yichya. Because you don't know how much life you've got there, so you got to split it up a little differently. Because you're not going to look forever. If you're chayv hu l'shlosh zaman, the therefore you should budget your time in thirds. Shebachol yom shlish b'mikro, shlish b'mishnah. Mishnah in the sense banazeh gam halacha p'sukot. It means the halacha. So piskei go'onim poskim kama Torah Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Bigato b'chol mishnah yachu shlish b'talmi. You have to learn Talmud. Okay, so Kol HaTorah Kula means know all of Tanakh, know Halacha, and some appropriate source like the Shulchan Aruch, and then learn all of the Gemara. That's your Daf Yomi. Okay, so at that point, you can say you've learned Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the text. Okay, and Rabbi Shmuel is telling him that,
But
yes, you.
the psukot, that never ends because there's more and more.
That's right. And there's always more to learn, but to be able to claim, like Ben Dama is saying,
No, but I mean that body, I mean the mikra is finite and the Mishnah and Gemara is finite, but the tshuvot
Are that's true.
keep coming.
That's true, but there is, but still
Oh, what
there
is,
is a
oh,
human
Shulchan Aruch is the tshuvot thing?
yeah, just get going.
Oh, got it, got it.
Okay, you're right, there's always more out there, but to be able to say as a target, okay, here's what I'm budgeting my
Okay.
time, I want
The
Torah
tour.
Kula,
Okay.
does not mean the infinite Yama Torah. That is a finite body. It's a lot, it's more than I have ever learned, but it's possible to say that I have done this. So Ben Delman can say this. So Rabbi
Got it.
Shmuel is saying, you, yes, you're very smart, Mo nephew of mine, but there's a distinction between knowing Torah and learning Torah. And learning Torah, right? You can know Kol Torah Kula. Right? You know the basic curriculum, but even if you know that, the act of learning is an expression of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You still have to do that every day. Right? That's why the Shema starts with Be'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha kol nafshecha kol nechemecha yuzu lahav Hashem. And Rashi says that the Brim Ma'ila is Ma'avat. That is what Ahavat Hashem is. Ahavat Hashem is the Brim Ma'ila shemitoch kach atah makir b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'medabek b'drachav. You come close to Hashem. Right? That Torah is like being close to the mind of God. Okay? So yes, I need to know Torah and I need to learn it. And the learning is something that I have to do that act every day. Rabbi Kamenetsky made that point that if you somehow given Kol Torah, you had a sudden dream and you had it all in your head, you knew everything, you'd still be have the obligation of Yigita Bo Yom Bo Belayla. And so now the mitzvah, oops, let's call it Torah. So the idea that, so the day of learning is from, the idea of knowing Kol Torah Kula, that I have to buy this body of knowledge that I need to know, at least strive toward that. Those aren't there, comes from the other part of Shema. Vishinamtam Levanecha. I could teach my children. And the assumption is that I can't teach anybody if I don't know it myself. So Tanu Rabbanan v'shinantem literally means to teach. Says no, read it as shinantem from the shanan to sharpen. So you divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. The words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shem yishalacha adam davar. If someone asks you a question, taking shinantem lebanecha metaphorically, as not just literally children but students in general. They ask you a question, Al tegamgem, don't hem and haw, and say it, Ella Amor lo mia. Be able to say it immediately. You have to know your Torah well enough to answer immediately.
So Vishinantam, it doesn't take a direct object. It's not teach your children. It's
Be sharp with
sharpen
them.
it so that when your children or students ask for the sake of them,
Right,
right?
live is shinantam live vanecha, not et banecha. Right, you will be sharp for your students.
For them, yeah.
Right, or with your students. Sharp, not in the sense of critical. In English, sharp has a different meaning.
Yeah.
But
Wait, so in one reading, uvlatacha, wait, b'shachbacha uvkumecha is like yomam v'layla, it's a merism?
Well. No, that one is
No.
definitely in the two times. Yomam v'layla is a merit. The question is, do I need to learn all the time? Don't spend time in Greek learning. And there's a second aspect of shinantam, know it.
No, but the let's what how does it go?
And
B'shachavta,
okay, v'shafachov
b'shachbacha u'kumecha.
v'kumecha.
So that
You could
feels a
read
little
all of
bit
this
like
together
Yomam
as a
v'Layla.
merism, right? You could read all that together as a merism. When you're at home, when you're walking, when you get up, when you sleep, as being all the time, or twice a day, right? So that's the question. That's your machloket there. What does that mean? And this is kind of a summary of what shinantum levanecha ends up meaning. This is Baruch Ber Lubavitch, who's a Talmud of Chaim So
With
managing
them,
the risk of harm.
yeah, not sharp, not teach them, but be sharp with them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, very interesting. Shinantam levanecha. I like that. Interesting.
So what does it mean? So that the word of Torah should be sharp, clear in your mouth. That's a matter of quality, not quantity, when you're learning, but how you're learning. And that's the important part. And this is everyone according to their own ability. Okay, you may not have be able to know everything perfectly well on top of your tongue, but you got to try. If you have a kind of brain mind, the kind of brain, you can learn Kol HaTorah Kula in a single hour. Then that's what you learn. And if your brain can't handle anything more than adding learning one amud in an hour, you still think that's kind of a minimum. Whatever it is, zechivo, the mikra de vishinanta. That's your level of shinanta. As much as you can learn, as sharp as you can get. Right? No one's claiming you should do something impossible. But so in terms of Yigit Yomam Valayla, the question is it twice a day? So Rabbi Shmuel seems to imply that Yigit Yomam Valayla, Shafar Chukumecha means all the time, the merism. Shimon Bar Yochai said no, morning and night, just like Shema, morning and night, twice a day, it's enough. And Rambam Paskin is like Shimon Bar Yochai, twice a day. That's your standard for learning every day. Kol Ish Mishra Chayav B'Talmud Torah. That's the Mishnah Torah. Every man, means definitely a man here, is Chayav to learn Torah. Ben Ani, Ben Asher, rich or poor, Ben Shalom, Shalom B'Gonfo, Ben Yisurim, whether he's healthy or sick or handicapped, Ben Bachor, Ben Chiyasakein Gadol, the Tashach Kukocho, whether you're young or you're old and you're getting weak, Afilu Haya Ani Mit Pranesman, Tzedakah, even if you're poor and you're begging at doorways, even if you've got a family, you have family obligations, you still have to learn. You need to set aside time for Torah by Yom HaLayla. A time for Torah at night, time for Torah in the day. Nemar of Gita Yom HaLayla. Now, the third way of reading Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Mipichav Ita Yom Valayla is to say it's not actually a halacha, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a bracha. It's Yeshua,
Oh.
right? Don't say it's a mitzvah at all, right? Hashem says this is for you. You will not lose the Torah. The Gemara continues on that, saying Pligad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, and both of them, Rabbi Shur Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, argue with Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Them are Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani and Rabbi Yonatan. Not obligation, not mitzvah. All ela bracha. That's a bracha there. Don't learn anything out of it. But he would still say you have the dibarta bam b'shafro kumecha. You still have that outside of obligation.
Right.
This is obligated, and this is again from the same Baruch Bar Leibovitz's summary about Talmud Torah. Right? That's the halach. You need to learn something in the morning, something at night. It's parallel to Gita. Meaning, if you don't want, you're not going to learn at all. Yeah, you have a busy life. You can't do anything. So you just have this minimum. But you're not even going to do that little minimum of a little bit of morning, a little bit of night. Leke ikar kiyum Talmud Torah, you're not fulfilling Talmud Torah at all. Neshtav lo la'olam l'bitul Torah, you're completely losing your Torah. Gotta learn something every day. Again, from Yishlof Chok Mecha. You gotta keep track of your players, okay? Rabbi Shmuel tells his nephew, you gotta learn all the time. Yomam v'layla. Rabbi Shmuel says, fine, just say Shema, morning, Shema, night, that's enough. Yomam v'layla.
But even the learning all the time, they don't mean to the exclusion of a profession, a working, a
Ah,
earning
that's
a
a good question. We
livelihood.
should talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, that's the other Gemara in Bracha. Another
Oh.
machlok at Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Tanurabanan. Okay, second paragraph for Shema. Next week's parasha. Yes, it says V'yasafta deganecha, right? What is the Torah telling us when it says you shall go, you will gather your grain, or you shall, you should? Because since it says lo yimus sefer Torah zemipicha, the Torah should never leave your mouth. Yachol devarim kiktavan. Maybe I should take that literally. Nope, you also need to go get your grain.
Oh,
And heg
I
by
like
hand, minag derech
that.
eretz. Go, you have a job. Somebody's getting grain. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer says, no, wait a minute. Efshar Adam Choresh Bishad Charisha. So you tell me you're going to go start plowing when it's in the plowing season. Bizarrea Bishad Zeria and sowing in sowing season. Because Serbic Shaksira and you're harvesting in harvesting season, but Dash Bashat Disha, and you're gonna thresh in threshing season, Bazare Bacharuach, and you're gonna winnow when the winds are up, Torah Mate Allah, then what's gonna happen to your Torah? You're working on that. El Bizman Chisrael Sim Ritzon Shalom. But the truth is, when Bnei Israel are doing God's will, Malachtan Neser, their work will be done by others. As Yeshaya says, that the strangers will come and they will shepherd your sheep. But when you're not doing Hashem's will, malachtan, they have to do their own work, and that's what asafta deyanecha is. It's not a good thing. Conclusion: Amar Abaye, harbe asuk Rabbi Yishmael v'al-tabiyadat. Many acted in accordance with Rabbi Yishmael, right? Meaning, asata denecha along with yom mushpicha. Don't take yom mush literally. You still got to work. Well, tabia done, and they were successful. It helped. It availed them. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. People did like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, but lo tabia done, and it didn't work. They were not successful. Okay, so that's what you need, right? Tova, tova, torim derech eretz. Right? Yes, you still have to work.
Lo Yimosh doesn't appear in the five books, only
No,
in
that is a
Yeshua.
pasuk from Yeshua, right?
Okay.
But what seems you got a contradiction, right? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Menachah, the first time he quoted, said you should learn twice a day. But here Brachot says, well, ideally you should be not even working. Oh, spend all your time learning. Rabbi Shmuel and Menachah, what we first quoted, says no, learn all the time. Right? Tells his nephew you can't learn your Greek at all. And in Brachot here he says, make time for Derech Eretz. Go work. It sounds seems like a
How do
contradiction.
the all the time people do with the Yosefta Degenecha?
Well, here, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai says that's Zman She'ein Yisrael Osim Ratzono Malkam. That if you're in a position that you have to work, then obviously you're not doing Hashem's will. If you're doing Hashem's will, then the work will just have be done by others.
Others?
Others, Zarian.
Non-Jews?
And the implication, if it's puzzling Yeshaya, that's exactly what it's talking about.
Oh,
Okay?
okay.
And again, right? Right? Rabbi tells the Gemara concludes, right? It's lo atabia done, right? It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Okay? But I'm looking at the opinions there because they seem to contradict each other. You know, you should be learning all the time or not.
Right.
So the Chida says there's no the Chida, and his comment on the Gemara, that would be 17th century in Morocco and Israel, so there's no contradiction. Right? And this is his Tshuva, Vashma Achad, Kadosh, I
Here,
heard.
when are you? You're not going to show? All right. Okay.
One holy
Sorry.
rabbi, Medaber, Rami Makasha, he was speak he spoke about the contradiction that Rabbi Shmuel bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel, Melchalfa Shitutayu, that Shmuel bar Yochai, would be as Rashbi, and Rabbi Shmuel seemed to switch opinions between the two Gemaras. And your problem, your Tiyuvta, it seems to be not such a problem because they're not trying to decree. Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict himself, I'm a brachot. When he says in brachot that you have to deal with asat deganach, you have to work. I need to cry the ksiv asat deganach. Ach ose ritzono, my dear. That's whether you're doing. That's even doing what Hashem's will. That's Hashem wants us to be working. We cry the lo yamush, lav davka. When it says lo yamush, you should be learning all the time. Will never leave your lips. It's not literal. Nahug min haderech eretz. Aval kol she'enu b'derech eretz. But except for when you have things that are not actually what we're calling derech eretz, meaning tarchei parnasav hachmachit, things that you have to do to earn a living, then lo yamush applies. Asu l'suki b'chachma yevanit. Specifically, you don't you have time to learn. You're not out there in the fields. Don't spend your time learning yevanit, Greek, chitzonit, or other learnings. Like he said to his nephew. So you're right. Rabbi Shmuel would say, yes, you should be learning all the time. Learning Torah all the time. Not literally all the time, because you should be still dealing with, right? You should be doing a living, but your learning time should be in Torah, not in other things.
Okay.
Okay, that's Rabbi Shmuel. As we said in Pirkei Avot, Rama Galileo is Benot Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi Omer, we quoted this, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. You should learn, and Derech Eretz means with a career, a job, making, tikkun olam, shegiat shnehem machkechet avon, specifically that the exhaustion of doing both of them means you'll forget about sinning. And b'chol Torah she'ena imam malacha, any Torah that doesn't have work with it, sofa b'teila gerat avon, will eventually be lost and end up in sin. Feel free to quote that to get about sons-in-law or anything like that. Okay? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who says, yes, you can learn, you can say Shema twice a day, but ideally you should be learning all the time. That's not a contradiction. One's ideal. Delom sabar Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rashbi, delinyan lo yamush, that this idea of lo yamush, which he says connected to the shafachav kumecha as well, nafik b'kriyat Shema shachri rabbi vetkayem. That your yotzei the mitzvah with reading one pasuk morning, one pasuk at night. Shema, done. Miu, but Sabra Rashbi, the mikoch mitzvah Talmud Torah, that the power of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is such, it's Aryeh Aryeh hu de Ravya Akrafta de Gavra. It's like a lion crouched at the head of a person. It's always there threatening. You always have this lulmo b'Torah. You always have this obligation to learn. Klaleu, frateh, the general principles, the details, the analysis, mishpatev, now the laws, zeh mala arucha, kamayim sof. This is broad as the sea. There's no end to how much learning you could be doing. Uchiyotze drashot achrot mikra. And we learned that from other drashot.
Wait, Danny, 1 minute. I need a 2 minute break.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't go, I'll take the car. Yeah, I have the keys. Okay.
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 So the idea that there's always more to learn, you should spend an entire time learning, that's drashot acherot. That's from different drashot, mikra yachrin, from other psukim. About the inyan lo yamush, but this idea of lo yamush, that sets a floor. That's all Rabbi Shimon Yochai is saying. Kiyam b'kriyat shema. That's all you need. That's a minimum. The cave in the kata rachmana v'safta necha, and he says safta necha to say that's an option. May not be ideal. You're not doing Hashem's will. Yes, okay, fine. You're going to work, Almost then you have to work, Rashbi would say Chaval, but then at least say Shema. Not a contradiction, he's saying that's the minimum. But so now we end up with that if it's in fact that is the minimum, we fill the mitzvah, our minimum mitzvah Matamot Torah with Kriyat Shema Shachar 8. Why does Rabbi Shur Bar Yochai say Dabar Zeh Asur La'omer of the Amayaretz?
Sir, what does he say?
He
What's
says, Asur la'omro b'fnei
Oh.
ame ha'aretz. Don't tell this halacha to the ame ha'aretz, right? That would
Oh.
be included. Why not? Right? We said you should. You
Yeah.
need to learn kifi kocho. That's what amar. That's kifi kocho, right? So we didn't. Rabbi Kamensky didn't talk about that at all. My thought, actually, what does that mean? Asur la'omro b'fnei ha'aretz. Because I'm learning Mishlei. So the pasuk in Mishlei, famous pasuk, Al tochach letz pen yisne'eka. Don't rebuke the clown, the scoff, the cynic, lest they hate you. Hochech l'chacham, go rebuke a wise person. Ve'avecha, and they'll love you. Taking literally, talk about two people, right? There's a letz and a chacham. If you pay attention, right, the letz is gonna hate you if you rebuke him. A wise person is gonna take the rebuke in stride and love you more for criticizing them. But the shalah says no, it's the same person. That's wrong.
Oh.
Okay. The tochach letz means when if I am looking at you as a letz and then I'm trying to rebuke you that way, you're going to hate me.
Oh.
If I talk to you as a chacham, I rebuke you as a chacham, then you'll love me. So this is the
Who's
shalom.
the Shilla? Shilla?
The Shnei Luchot HaBrit, that's Yishai HaLevi Horowitz, was
Oh,
1800.
okay.
There we go. We have Wikipedia. Here we are.
Shilla.
Is oh, earlier than that. Sorry, 1558 to 1630. The famous sefer of Shnei Luchot HaBrit, commentary on the Chumash. It is on Tanakh, and it says, "Al tochach Adam b'tshura shetirgum lo largishu letz." Don't rebuke someone in a way that he interprets it, that you feel that you're calling him a letz, a mocker. He gluya, because a criticism, an open criticism like this, alula grom lo lesnoatcha. He's gonna end up hating you. Adif is better shetochiach oto b'tzura shetirgum lo largish shehu chacham. Better criticize someone in a way that they feel that they're wise. Address them in a way that makes them feel smarter. B'kach sheyiten lo machmaot, and he invents the sandwich criticism. You've heard of that?
No.
Where you sandwich your criticism between two praises,
Oh. This
right?
is good
This
advice.
is you know, yeah. This is I mean, this is I mean, standard muster kind of thing, right? You know, you're doing a great job. You could have been a little more precise in paragraph three. But I like the way you kind of tied it all together in the conclusion. Always sandwich your criticism there, right? Give him praises, compliments the fnei dibrei bikura before the criticism.
Oh, this is good advice.
Because who you then he'll love you. Vismachamachma'ot, chantatalo, he'll be happy about the praise. Will I feel you kabbalah be correct? And then will I feel it, right? You can't guarantee, but at least maybe he'll accept the criticism too. That's atocha letz b'tze'echa. Don't criticize a person as a letz, criticize them as a chacham. I would say that's here too. Asur la'omro b'fnei ame ha'aretz doesn't mean don't teach the halacha at all, but don't teach it to people as though they're an amaretz.
That what?
As though they're an amaretz. Don't tell
As
someone,
though, as though,
right? Don't tell someone
right.
you're ignorant. You're fine with just saying Shema. Don't try to learn anything else. It's too hard for you. You can't handle this. Say Shema and done. So Rabba the Amora, who says it's a mitzvah la'omro, can't be really arguing with Rav Shmuel Yochai. Rav Shmuel Yochai is a Tana. He's an Amora. He's explaining what he's saying. He says, yes, the Technolacha is fulfilled with the Kriyat Shema. That's a mitzvah. But you should expect more from people. Right? Right? Mitzvah la'omro. Tesaru mishum Kriyat Shema notas gadol. As we said, right, that you'll be successful. he'll be reach conclusion that think, okay, I can do this, maybe I can do more. That's the way you want to you want to speak to people. Don't call them an amar. Don't approach them as an amar.
But what is the simple meaning of don't tell this to the Amharic?
I would say if you simply say it would say meaning that I'm afraid that people are going to take it they're going to take it literally and not try harder.
Oh,
But don't
okay.
tell anyone that you can do that. Yes, once you did it, you were yotzei. But don't go tell people it's enough because then people can be lazy and they're not going to bother trying.
Okay.
That's
Although
great.
it's funny because if they're Amha'aretz to begin with. All right.
Okay, but presumably, I'm not someone who wants to do the mitzvah, right? Coming to you to learn from them.
Yeah.
Halacha.
It
Okay.
should be don't tell this to anybody. Because, well, if you tell it to smart people, they won't stop learning anyway.
Okay, but it's the definition of Amharic there, right?
Yeah, what is the
So,
definition of Amha'aretz there?
that's unclear. It's someone to whom saying Shema twice a day is all they know, so that they're Yotzei Torah at that point.
That wouldn't be so bad if everybody did that.
Oh, as a minimum, it'd be a good start.
Yeah.
So we'll quote from a quote from Goethe. Treat people as if they were what they ought to be, and you help them to become what they are capable of being.
Oh, very nice.
That is the lesson of, right? Asur la'omer b'fnei ama aretz. Don't say that to an ama aretz. Talking
Treat
from as a
people as
chacham.
if they were what they ought to be. And you help them to become what they are capable of being. Okay.
Stop
That's like
here.
a pedagogical thing, right?
Yes.
Students, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she not
Expect
to do in
good
that context.
things. Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice. So when you hear the phrase lo yimosh, what does that evoke for you? Learn all day, or what does it evoke for you?
Yeah, to learn all day. You'll be learning all the time. But for
Oh,
me, that's what I was saying. Right.
yeah.
You could never
It,
leave
so
right.
you
Right. What
don't.
you're thinking about is Torah. Whatever you're doing, you're thinking about Torah, right? You're at work.
Oh, but
You're
you
working on
could be at
Chumash.
work.
I'm definitely at work. Yeah, I'm definitely at work. But between
Okay.
patients, I'm working on my Chumash shiur over here. I'm trying to
Okay.
pay more pay attention to my patients, but I'm working on the Chumash shiur.
So it's a
Right.
good title for you, Lo Yimosh.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
I
Okay.
mean, it's not, it doesn't evoke be a charedi and just sit in the shiva and don't serve. It doesn't evoke that,
We're not
right?
going to get Canopy Pot. It doesn't say anything about
No,
army service
but
here
it
at all.
doesn't
There's nothing about
evoke
halacha.
that a lifestyle. It
No, it
evokes
does not. No,
Torah
I'm
should be
definitely
part of your.
definitely Rabbi Shmuel person.
Okay.
But whenever I'm, whatever I'm reading, I'm thinking, well, how does that fit into this overall Torah?
Right.
Even if I'm reading Chochmah Yevanit, I'm reading the Odyssey.
That was really funny. You're Greek, and
Yeah.
we're talking about. That's funny. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Very good. Very
Yeah,
interesting.
I
And
thought.
a Vishinantam Levanecha. That'll be one takeaway. And Yomam Valayla is a merism.
Marism.
Okay, a lot of takeaways today.
Okay, very
New
good.
ways to
Have a good
look at.
day.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. Stop here because I get